And welcome to this space with me, Lauren Tuk Tuk Yoga. And today I want to talk to you all about anxiety. So anxiety can be debilitating. It can be chronic. It can show up in many different ways. Physically, it can show up as biting your nails, a knot in the gut, a tightness in the chest, heart palpitations. There are many different ways that anxiety can show up as physical manifestations. And it is usually as a result of excessive worry or future thinking mode, fearful thoughts. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how yoga philosophy can relieve anxiety and how it can provide a source of everyday comfort for you to maybe soothe, relieve, or resolve anxiety that you have, but that you are not. So, Patanjali in yoga philosophy reminds us of this idea that we are not our thoughts. I am not my thoughts. We are so much more than who we appear to be, who we think we are. And this is not who I am. So with this, we come to learn that we are also not our anxiety. And this can be something that can be quite empowering, it can be quite liberating, and this simple reminder that we are not our thoughts, therefore we are not our anxiety, can help us to connect with and realize our true self. So anxiety shows up as an expression of the false self. Sometimes we call this ego. And ego, in a simply defined way, is the simple identifications of who we think we are and what we term good and bad, what we deem as good and bad. So the way that we have constructed our identity through what we have come to believe and form and shape our identity, we are so much more than that. That is not who we are. That is our ego self, our false self. And this reminder can help you to reconnect with your truest, highest expression of yourself, rather than being locked in the ego's false self. And in freeing yourself from that ego's false self, you can connect more with the idea of letting go of that anxiety, recognizing that it is something that you have, not something that you are. You are not defined by your anxiety that you have. And if you identify as an anxious person, you can remind yourself that you are so much more, and anxiety is just something that you have. This can provide some comfort. So perhaps your anxieties arise through fearful thoughts, maybe fears of scarcity. And through the practice of cultivating an awareness, you can focus on what you do have. You can practice your gratitude and maybe be thankful for the four walls that surround you, fresh, clean running water, a roof over your head, a bed to sleep in. And we can always be grateful for our true self, one of pure abundance and connection. So this daily practice of returning to your mat can help you to withdraw our awareness inwards and away from external distractions. If we are always looking externally for distractions that can take your attention away from the anxious thoughts and feelings, then you can bring yourself to your internal world, and by visiting your internal world, you can recognize that these thoughts and feelings are visitors as an observer. And through progressive relaxation, you can find a way to ground yourself and to support better sleep. Perhaps your anxious thoughts are leading to insomnia, trouble sleeping, struggle sleeping, and the relaxation on the mat and the practice of bringing yourself into the here and now can help to shift your attention from future thinking mode, fears, catastrophizing thoughts, constant state of worry, to a clearer headspace of the here and now. Anxieties may feel real. Fearing the worst and worrying about the future. This can show up in lots of different ways. Fear of the unknown. And sometimes when we face the unknown through accepting each present moment for what it is, we come to learn that it's not nearly as bad as our catastrophized thoughts. I like to live in the present moment, and when I notice myself in future thinking mode or in past reflection, I know that I have the power within me, the awareness within me, to shift my attention to the present moment. The present moment has so much power. A yoga practice can really help us to make sense of how we view the world and how we treat ourselves. On the mat, it can really help us to observe, not as a critic, not as an intellectual exercise, but to really observe where we are at and how we can work with this awareness, how we can dance in the space of awareness to integrate some of our learning beyond the mat. So yoga can help you to catch your thoughts and practice the tools of allowing them to drift by like a passing cloud, to detach from your thinking before you enter the rabbit hole. So as you become skilled in your observations, you can give yourself a moment to reclaim the present moment before you enter the rabbit hole by grounding in the present and feeling the breath in the body, and noticing what comes into your internal world, your inner engineering, and how they dance together as information comes through your senses and as you take in the world around you as an observer. You give yourself the moment. We can come back to the affirmation, I am not my thoughts. I am not who I appear to be, but I am so much more. And this philosophy that underpins the physical practice of yoga reinforces, reminds us that we are not our thoughts. And with this, we have the tools and the resources to still our anxious thoughts, to improve the quality of our life and performance, so that you don't have to uphold the performance and you can be yourself. This is the art of simply being, of giving yourself the moment as it arises, as it unfolds, and meeting it with acceptance for what is, with the deeper knowing and connection to the truest, highest expression of yourself. You can lean into the journey of self-realization and through reconnecting with this idea that you are not who you appear to be, and through noticing your relationships with your thinking, you can begin to let go of your anxious thoughts. To bring your attention to the present moment. This is a practice, and it can be something that takes much practice. But in visiting the mat daily and giving yourself that time daily to feel into letting go of your ego self and connecting with our true self, you can provide a sense of comfort. So whilst yoga as a practice might not instantly give you the results that you feel you need, the delayed gratification of pursuing the journey of joy and letting go of your anxieties, the practice of yoga and the underpinning of the philosophy can really help you to journey inward. And from that self-realization journey, you will begin to feel into the transformative powers of a yoga practice. So I hope that these words offer some insight or a reminder of how yoga can support you to find some comfort. However, in the same breath, as we recognize that we are whole, we can meet ourselves with kindness and compassion in this journey. And it is okay to have moments of being human and of connecting deeply with the ego self. We must meet ourselves with compassion in those times. But we can always journey home and connect with our truest self on our yoga mat. And through this practice, the benefits can add up over time, and a deeper connection to self, self-realization, can open up so many possibilities, possibilities that not even I can predict. And this is beautiful, unimaginable. But as we stay present in this moment, it's also really important to acknowledge that we are all on our unique journeys. We are all on our path. Thoughts and the feelings that arise with those thoughts in the body, the sensations that visit us due to the thoughts that we have, they are valid. You can acknowledge them. You can sit with them and be present with them as an observer. However, with time, you can learn not to follow those thoughts down a rabbit hole. And you can relieve your anxieties in a gentle and compassionate dance. It all comes down to being kind to yourself, to noticing that you are more than your ego self. And with that thought, I just want to leave this here with you. I wish you well. Take good care. Lots of love and namaste. Take a few breaths to close this practice. Returning to your breath and allowing yourself to just be as you are, whole, as you are, more than enough. You are not your fears. You are not your worries. You are not your anxiety. You are not your thoughts. We are not our thoughts, our fears, our worry, concerns, or anxiety. We are not who we think we are or who we appear to be. We are so much more. Thank you, everybody. Take good care and namaste.